the most amazing thing to me when I was walking around talking to people then and after, and then when I'd visit with other people, is just like how many near misses were. I mean, you know, there was a lot of people that doesn't get talked about as much, but you know, people on the corner, like the woman's blind and the husband's blind in one eye, and just like, you know, so there's a lot of other injuries beyond the deaths and people who really still need help.
You wrote a very powerful piece in D Magazine about your hometown, and you really knew everybody.
Tommy Mushka, the mayor, I mean, I've known him forever, and he'd come and bring a couple of boxes of like kolaches to remind everybody that Westfest was coming up, and I'd always like talk to him for a few minutes there, and to see how strong he was, and how, you know, when crisis came through, I mean, that was amazing to see.
How's he faring?
He's hanging in there. I think everybody is. You know, I see him, everybody's Facebook, and like he'll pop up and it'll be like Joey Kohler's parents posing in front of their house and they're getting ready to go back in. And that's how it's gonna get back to normal.
It's such a small town.
Yeah, it's a crazily small town. I think every time I bring it up to people and they ask, you know, I grew up in a small town too, and they always say like 15,000 people. I was like, well, my town was smaller than 3,000. It was crazy to see like everyone in the world sort of, at least for a day or two, like focusing on West. I never, ever imagined that would happen.
All your neighbors were affected by this. Mm-hmm. You've revisited with a lot of them. How are people today?
You know, I think everybody had troubles getting over what had happened. They put a brave face on at the beginning, and I think things are better now. But I think in the kind of middle part where they were struggling with insurance companies and whether they were going to get the money to rebuild, and, you know, they'd been away from their homes for months at a time, I think everybody, you know, had their darker moments of just, you know, because it's natural. But everybody I talked to, I mean, they seem like they've really bounced back.
In your article, you talk about Mike, whom you grew up with, and how close, you know, his house was and what happened to him. How are they today?
First person I actually heard from was Mike, and then he was just like, my parents' house just blew up. Everything got wiped out. It was hard to even, you know, I tried to picture from just the aerial photos, but just walking around was crazy.
It reminded me of some of the scenes that I've seen mm-hmm. in, you know, after earthquakes or, you know, tsunamis, right. Where it's hard to believe that everything's just gone.
Right.
What do you hope for Wes?
I probably have the same hopes they do, that everything is the same. I think that's what they want, you know, just they just want a house like they had and stuff like they had and life like they had. I think that's all, you know. I think they just want to be normal. And I feel like it's getting that way. After a few months when it looked like they weren't going to get some of the FEMA money and some of the other stuff that they needed to just repair the infrastructure in terms of the schools and the sewer lines and the streets and all that stuff, it worried me that there could be a town that could die out. It seems like it's pointed back in that direction of just getting normal again. And that's all I want for them. I just want them to, you know, just have the life they had before.
Zach Crane, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much.